Blog Talk Radio.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood, 1930. The Warner Brothers Studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artist toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
Welcome to Jungle Ride with your host Psycho Killer. We were supposed to have an interview tonight, but don't know where that's going down because I haven't heard anything. But if not, you know, it's all good because you know we all know Max is a fucking busy motherfucker.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, of course, you know, between you know his music and you know, like, of course, he's got kids, so you know, the kids always have to converse. So that's definitely not a problem. Then again, you know, if you don't have to be tonight, that's probably for the better since I have to go to work in the morning anyways.
Yep, yeah, and for some weird reason, I keep hearing, like, weird noises, like high-pitched noises through the line.
Are you still hearing them?
I hear them a little bit, but it's not, like, all the time. It's just once in a while. I heard like three times in a row, then it just stopped.
Like after the intro?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's part of the intro. But, let's see here. We ain't gonna get anybody tuned in. I think we scared off Crazy Clown.
Good.
And we scared off Speedy, apparently, because she doesn't even tune in either.
Nice.
Oh, well, she don't talk anyway.
Yeah, so if you're off on a mute, it works for us better.
Let me play a track and we'll take a piss.
Come on, come on, dog. Let's get
what we about to do.
Come on,
who got that blood?
Let's get
what we come to do.
Come on, pull that trigger.
Let's get what we wanna do.
Come on,
everybody.
Let's get fucked up.
Every day at like 6 o'clock, took a shower that wasn't hot. Put on a pair of my dirty socks. Ate a breakfast of bagel pop. Smoked a roach, put on my leather hatch coat, walked out the dope into the snow. On my way to work, just pimping home. Just playing, I work at Jerry's market. It's like the mini Target, minus the merchandise and shoppers and a fucking place to park. But whatever, I got a job cause I'm trying to make my life better. Gather up some cheddar. I got a baby on the way, a young scrub in the making. And even though I'm smoking weed, I can't afford to be lazy. But lately, things at work, they've been kinda shady. I'm fucking up on it daily, and my manager hates me, it's crazy. And sure enough, the flavor never stops. I walk into work and found a pink slip chilling in my little mailbox. Hell nah. Walked into his office and screamed so he could hear me. How you gon' fire me, bitch? Your name ain't even Jerry. And where's he at? Know what? Where's my G's at? Fuck that. Where's my weed at? I want my money from last week's check. I'm getting heated. I'm out this bitch with nothing more than a scratch on my nuts. Call my boys. It's time to go and get fucked up.
Come on.
Come on, dog.
Let's get.
Throw me that blunt.
Come on.
Who got that blunt?
Let's get.
See your pulse.
Come on, pull that drink.
Let's get.
See me get drunk.
Come on, let's get fucked up.
This ain't my day, nope. I wanna get fucked up until I choke. Ain't a damn thing right now. I hope put it up in the air with a cloud of smoke. Always in pain. I'm running on that to catch a bus just to see that bitch pull away right when I'm about to get up. No luck, I'm just saying shit be rough. Sometimes I get high to cope with the loss. My mind is missing and I fucking need my thoughts. I was taught to say fuck it, and I fucking love it. Mix this shit right here with this shit right there and put it all in a bucket. Bones dub it like I would when I wake up on the wrong side again. Smoking tree like vitamins. Go back to sleep and try again. Every day I wake up and I try to pry my eyes open. And once I get up, I commence to lighten up and get my shining in. The only thing that keeps me sane up in my brain is herbery. And if you've ever heard of me, you know that shit ain't hurting me. I wanna take away my stress. All signs point to yes. Everybody know it, but I gotta confess. Light it up,
light it up.
Get heli drunk,
get heli drunk.
You can tell them hating motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
What you gonna do when I roll by like what's up? Keep it heli real and tell me let's get fucked up. And I be like, yo,
come on, come on, dog.
Let's get
up to the wall.
Come on,
got that blood.
Let's get
up to the floor.
Come on, pull that trigger.
Let's get
some more.
Come on. Let's get fucked up. Come on,
come on, dog.
Let's get
what we about to do.
Come on,
who
got that blood?
Let's get
what we come to do.
Come on, pull that trigger.
Let's get
what we wanna do.
Come on,
everybody.
Let's get fucked up.
Looking forward to SmackDown this week to see Dean Ambrose versus Kane.
Man, I bet you anything is going to be the same result as before. Fucking Ambrose is going to get pinned.
And Kane's going to be taken out.
I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, he can't, like, he doesn't do good in fucking singles matches.
Well, we will see.
But,
and I heard that, you know, with them taking the Undertaker out, that was just to take him out of storyline.
Yeah, he'll be back for SummerSlam.
Yeah, either SummerSlam or he'll, you know, wait till me. But, I mean, he did stay there for a longer time period, which is actually pretty dope.
Well, yeah, I mean, he usually does.
I mean, because, like, the other years, like, it was just, like, WrestleMania, they just disappeared again.
From time to time, he does that.
But, I mean, he is getting up there, age-wise, so, I mean, this actually could be his last year, for all we know.
Man, he's only in his 40s.
Mid-40s, I thought.
Well, still, that still counts as 40s.
I mean, yeah, but he's been in the business for how long? Like 20 plus years?
Yeah, he's 48.
So, I mean, like, he is really up there age-wise, so you never know, like, how long he's still going to push his body because, you know what I mean?
You know, it's kind of funny how the fact you say, that, you know, you mentioned that Cena's not a wrestler. Guess what? Neither is Triple H.
Yes.
Triple H and Cena both have something in common, the fact that they didn't come in as, you know, they didn't start off as wrestlers. Triple H started off as a bodybuilder.
Yep, and Tae Long didn't start out as a general manager, just in a tag team match. He started out as a referee.
Yeah, in WCW.
Who probably only called tag team matches.
No, he actually caught a few of the matches.
I have to say that sarcastically because that probably would have been why he had this obsession with tag team matches.
Probably. Man, this entire... I've got three more missions to complete. Well, yeah, three and then until I unlock the other ones.
And what?
Bleach.
Ah.
Man, I've been playing this game all fucking day.
Yeah, so I've been studying my ass off because I have a test tomorrow. And, I mean, right now I know, like, every single thing I need to know in that book, inside and out, for this chapter. It's like, okay, I know all the six steps of that stupid thing I need. I know how to get the problem, you know, dude. It's like, okay, there's only 10-question test tomorrow. I'll be in and out within, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as long as I do good on this test, I'll make my grade go up from, like, a 78 to probably, like, you know, an 86 or something like that. And then the 200-point final, who the hell cares? I mean, I passed the class.
Yeah.
I just hate math classes so much, but, like, now they know where my grade is right now. They just, I have to kick ass on the test, which I will tomorrow, then boom, I pass class.
Let's see here. I think I'm going to go for mission number 6. Don't know who I want to use. I think I'll go with Ichigo. I just need to get fucking 900 fucking points so that way I can level them up a little bit more. But we're gonna go with some agony. What you do, you do.
Yep.
Yeah. Every day of our lives, every day is some type of a struggle. But I swear to you, you can make it through. Check this out. Your life born into a struggle. No clothes on your back, stay warm, gotta huddle. Yep. Every day, test the muscle is how it begins. Can you even win? Lingering in your brain. Can't it's dream like rain from all sorts of pain. But with the heart, you can really start to pull through this. Living life pissed. Yep. Don't appeal good to me. Now, mother's a penitentiary. Your suicidal tendencies. But don't forget tough. Seems like too much. But the swamp starts to be overcome. The only one with some. A brand new flow.
refuse to drop. Just keep on reaching and keep on teaching. Shit can't get rough, what do you do? Life is a struggle, ain't that the truth? When shit gets bad, what do you do? Flex my muscle and pull on through. Shit can't get rough, what do you do? Life is a struggle, ain't that the truth? When shit gets bad, what do you do? Flex my muscle and pull on through. We've all had trouble, can't all bubble, reaching for the stars, so fucking far. Pulling shoulders out of socket, cause we can't take off like no rocket. Everyone has dreams, unreachable it seems. Fighting on my team, searching for that cream. Money brings out evil, broken, feeble, or rich and strong. It all seems wrong, gone on too long. Listen to my song, you can succeed. We all got needs, stomachs don't feed. When it gets rough, what do you do? Do you have a crew, or do you fit? Tell all of this that happened to you. Conquer the shit with your bare hands. Take a fucking stand. Don't get talk about it. Be about it. Your life rerouted. Shit can't get rough. What do you do? Life is a struggle. Ain't that the truth? When shit gets bad, what do you do? Flex my muscle and pull on through. Shit can't get rough. What do you do? Life is a struggle. Ain't that the truth? When shit gets bad, what do you do? Flex my muscle and pull on through.
Yeah, that's right. Keep flexing. Keep pulling through. You can do this. We'll make it through. Listen to this shit. I'll pull you through this shit. No matter what you're going through, you can make it through. Believe me. Listen to this shit. You'll make it through. I believe in you.
And we're back.
Yep. And R.E.P., whichever dude was from the group, Crisscross, that just died tonight.
Damn.
One of the dudes from that group died. I don't remember his real name. But that happened sometime tonight.
Wait, you mean the group, Crisscross?
Yeah, one of the two artists in that group died.
Damn.
From the 90s rap group.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I saw the post, I just don't know the guy's real name.
How the fuck did he die, though? That's knowing that he wasn't that fucking old.
That makes you realize that can happen at any time.
Yeah. Yeah, my bad. I'm just all into this fucking game.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who the which member it is. I have to kind of go through, you know what I mean?
I lost this round.
Well, that happens in video games. And you have no idea how, like, immediately when you get home from class tomorrow, I am going straight back into WWE 13. because I didn't play it all day.
Man, I get home from work, I'm going back in the bleachers so I can finish this entire game off.
Yeah, so we basically have goals like there with me. My goal is to finish a year in the universe mode, which I've been, you know, I got basically a month a day, but kind of just, like, stopped yesterday, midway through, like, July or whatever. It's like, got to get back into it.
Yep. Pause this game and you know, since you know we ain't got to be tuned in. Oh, we got someone named Chi 2 called in on or tuned in. What up, Chi 2? Don't know you ever. Welcome to JR. You're gonna get a track. This is a Enigma with Left Alone.
I don't know where I'm stuck in reverse. No one to call in the whole damn niggas ain't a problem.
Level tomorrow.
Okay.
Honestly, like, I think it'll be a lot easier for me to win. You know, once my hands are a little bit rested up since I've been playing all day.
Probably. I was pissed off last night when I was in that match, and I was, like, dead for 40 minutes of that match.
But that was funny as all hell. What the hell are you talking about?
I was pissed off because I wanted to do stuff. And I was, like, bashing the buttons for, like, the first 15, and I was like, okay, fuck this.
Yeah.
That game's just glitchy as all hell right now. Giving different match finishes. Leaving a character dead in a match.
Yeah, just weird.
Maybe 2K Sports can fix that shit.
Maybe fucking 2K Sports fucking will make sure there's no glitches in the fucking next one.
Hopefully.
Doubt it, but you can hope.
I mean, there'll be some, but hopefully it's not as major as this year's.
Yeah, pretty much.
at least they have the people from THQ or whatever helping them out with this game for next year.
I don't know if that's such a good idea since the people from THQ put so many glitches in this one.
Well, I mean, they'll help them set up everything the way they had it, like, programmed for, like, you know, all the storylines, the Road to WrestleMania storylines. They'll have that stuff. They'll have help with that for this year so they can see the way they did it and then work off of their plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, main event wasn't bad tonight. I mean, yeah, it was like a rematch, but still wasn't bad.
I didn't see it.
It was Kofi Kingston versus Antonio Cesaro for the U.S. title. Rematch for the title.
Let me guess, Antonio Cesaro still doing his yodeling bullshit?
Apparently he wasn't in the mood to yodel tonight.
That's the dumbest part of his gimmick. What the fuck did he do to piss off Vince, you know?
None. I think the yodel is actually his idea.
Wow. I'm shocked. I thought he did something to piss off Vince, you know?
No. Okay, yeah, I think. Antonio Cesaro is actually from Switzerland.
Yeah, but I don't really think Swiss people really yodel that much. I mean, my dad's from Germany. It's right next to Switzerland.
No, Swiss people actually do yodel.
Well, I have a nice idea for the next prank thing that Ghetto should put on the soundboard.
What happened?
I said I have the next idea for the next prank bullshit music file that Ghetto should put on the soundboard.
Is that what Cole?
No, I have an idea for what he should put on the soundboard next time he's going to put, like, some sort of prank thing on here. I mean, we do that. I mean, because, like, I have that noise on the soundboard that you hate for your ex, you know what I mean? Like, I have that on there, I added. But I have the next sound violation add on to there. I see.
Yeah. But,
I don't know what the hell his obsession is with fucking Fandango.
I don't know. Maybe he wants Fandango to fuck him.
I think so. I mean, I saw what that dude wrestled as before that Fandango gimmick. That dude
Johnny
was okay.
Curtis.
Yeah, I mean, he was okay as Johnny Curtis, but Fandango, what the fuck is wrong with him?
True.
And the one thing I will say, because I know eventually you're going to go see after, like, Raw Live or something. I mean, I know it's going to happen sometime. The one
Man.
Thing you won't be able to hear, like, if you see one live, you're not going to hear what the commentators say. So definitely record that shit so you know what they said.
Well, I figured that part out.
Well, I mean, when I'm going to that, you know, pay-per-view or whatever, I'm in the skybox and they have TVs there, so I'll be able to hear what they're saying. So, I mean, yeah.
Fucking watch it, National Security.
Nice. Well, I'm going to Ransfond, so I'm wearing a play track. So how we go with this?
Yeah, Renegade Trips and Mad Men, cocksuckers. Three more to Wicked Underground, sickest. Damn, they cold. Woo! I am none other than Menicide, a.k.a. the Motorman Menace, a.k.a. fuck y'all dudes. Woo! 13%.com, baby. You know how we do. Sucker free. And we stay sucker free. Come on in, Renegade. Treading ahead of the nebula, tracking the heavens, and spitting that negative temperature. Better get to London for the sake of a cold spell. I'm so chill that you all get frosted. Can I take a bite out of my lyrics? You cannot get near this antarctic. How I'll be rolling like dice. I'll be in control of the ice. Sub-Zero, finish him. Everybody knows the North Pole in your life. Pull up, he's right. Every time you kill, every time you hear me, then you be getting a chill. Back in a road, crashing a show. Even when I'm putting the number, nigga, to snow. I'm a glacier, face your worst fear. So cold-blooded, ain't had a warm thought in years. The bomb of a flow, man, get served in the rock. I know you're feeling them. Rhymes so cold, I can still breathe helium. I make you shiver the best, what you expect. Style so cold, make your sister's nipples erect. Like, if you saying I ain't brisk, you ain't talking about nothing, you ain't talking about this. I woke up this morning with my eyes half closed.
Under something that's not, so Ghetto can't find it and delete it.
Yep.
Nice. I wonder what the hell it is.
Well, I'm going to go into another track while I get this downloaded and go take a piss again.
Okay.
So, here we go. Social Social Club.
Yep.
But man, I can't find a good one to download.
Yeah, I'll find something.
Man, only if it was fucking Antonio Cesaro. But a full-length fucking thing, it'd be better.
Actually, I was thinking this would probably be the perfect thing that Ghetto would love. Find Antonio Cesaro yodeling or something like that and upload it. Because that would drive anybody nuts.
Yeah, but it needs to be a good one, though.
Well, I mean, at least that's one idea that would work.
It needs to be, like, a few minutes long, too.
I know. So basically, we're both going to be looking around for that.
Yep.
Oh, well, we'll find it eventually.
Yeah, I'll find one.
Yep.
Let's see. I think I have to spark up a cigarette. Apparently, Chi is playing a game, listening. Apparently she's on a... Wait. Chi, you are... You're new to check. So, I don't, you know, get you confused. No, I'm saying that to it in the room. I don't know if she's a dude or a chick.
Oh, I see.
Well, they'll let me know as soon as they're ready to. Till then...
Para toda mi gente mexicana, todos mis latinos, es hora de cambio. Ha llegado el momento de la batalla, de la guerra. Van a cambiar las cosas.
Gringo, inside. You better be working for me, so. You don't wanna get on my bad side, cause everyone you look Latino.
You ain't never heard nothing like this. Take a look around, my man, I have built this. You trying to kill my spirit, I like Mr. Nesto. Twin people, little keep the world on the west, so. Shake them up, heat them up, change the climate. I'm all bloody and sweaty, but no retirement. All I wanna hear from you is dead silence. But when we put families out, it gets violent. Batallando cada día, batallando día y noche, para cambiar lo que está pasando aquí. Va a llegar un día cuando el gringo ya no va a mandar el país.
In time, you're gonna be working for me, so. Wanna get on my bad side. I'm one hot-blooded Latino.
Latino.
Gringo. In time. You're gonna be working for me, so. You don't wanna get on my bad side, cause everybody looks Latino. So now you wanna tell me I can mow your lawn, and I can pick your fruit and fight your wars. Slap in the face like a political whore. But see, I had it up to here to get in the front door. The family tree's been hacked on for years. A whole lot of blood, pain, sweat, and tears. Me, I'm everything and I'm doing it right. But I can flip it up, break you off stereotypes. Esto pa' mi gente de aquí pa' allá. Batallando como siempre, ya basta ya. Soldados para enfrente, esto es guerra. And when it all goes down, lo que será, será.
Come on.
Men already like, and friends I wear.
Come on.
Single in the sky, cause I don't care.
Come on.
Lying in the dirt, we everywhere now. People on the sun, rise up and take your care.
Gringo,
in time. You're
going to
be working for me, so come on. You
don't want to get on my bad side. And we're back.
Yep.
Well, apparently, she has no minutes on her phone, and she has no computer.
Yeah, Pleasant.
Yeah, she's pretty much in the chat. She's pretty much in the chat. I'm listening through her Kindle.
I see. Then.
I didn't even know you can get on board with a Kindle.
I didn't know that either.
Interesting. Very interesting. Learn something new every day. So see about JR.
Of course.
But gee, is there anything you want that you might want to hear? Chris Calico featuring Twisted Wannabe.
Stage and in real life a little bit, but I'm really a nice guy though, you know.
Listen, be careful.
killing them since 99, right? Can't see me in the daytime with a flashlight. People think I'm the reaper, listen, stricken from fear. Cali knocks them off their feet. Twisted, you take it from here.
Don't think I'm bullshitting. Everybody wanna get up under my skin when I'm through with them. Gotta find another way to get the anger out, but change route, and I'm losing them. Don't wanna be the same thing, gain in the game to maintain fame. I'd rather be different to make a name when I lay, but all you wanna do is take it away. Hey, when I say that you're stuck in the game with the bunch of shameless worms of the nameless, a grateful place gonna come save them days for us. All because you wanted to push me, now I'm dangerous. Hang with a strange gang and pains where I came bringing in stains with the brains making me do, but you're to blame, ain't ya? I hope you understand that I tried to be a peaceful man, but all they wanted from me is that crazy I don't understand.
Learn how to be trained, learn to be smart. Always come hard when I speak from the heart. Always heartfelt with the words that I can't, cause I spit it with the passion and call it sick. And when they call it sick, do I need the medicine to keep me on track and away from the edge? Cause if I lose control, I'm going on a killing binge, and I won't stop killing till everybody is dead. I'm talking to my brain, but it does not reciprocate. It is only concerned with fame. I want to kill them all away. Everyone that stands in my way, they want to bring the night upon me and let it consume the day. I should grow weak instead of stay strong, because their love is unconditional. Even though that I'm wrong, at least they tell me that I'm wrong when I know I'm probably right. That's why I'm walking with the dead and I'll sleep awake at night.
Found a horrible yodeling 10-hour thing on YouTube.
Ah.
Do you want me to upload it?
No, we don't need 10 hours.
Well, I mean, of course we'd stop it.
Yeah, no 10 hours.
Okay. Like, how long do you want it to go time-wise?
At least fucking maybe 2-3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I found 10-hour one, 10-minute one.
Yeah, we don't need that long, man.
I know, I'm just trying to find something that he said was long enough. He said they were all too short.
And it needs to be good quality, not shitty quality.
Yep. So I just find the guy who's doing that 10-hour one, which I stopped after 18 seconds because it was annoying the fuck out of me. We should be good.
Just do, you know, 2-3 minutes. All you need.
Okay.
But, get OG's online. He'll probably be up in the chat room in a bit.
Yep.
But, she wants to hear some Tech N9ne, so we'll give her some Tech N9ne. We will go with Demons.
I'm an angel slash demon, man. You know what I'm saying? What makes me a demon is lust. I'm girl crazy, and that's why I couldn't keep my wife. You know what I'm saying? And that's the lust demon lives within me. And but my heart love big, you know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of demons coming to my show as well as angels. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Frick. House.
What up, bitches?
How much, Frick House? What's going on?
Nothing, chilling. Eating with Twix.
And I guess Ghetto's probably not calling in right away because he just got back on Facebook.
He's been on Facebook, cool. He's in the chat room.
So, I see you like my page, Havoc.
Yeah, he says half the chicks you got up on the rage is all fuck.
Whatever you say.
Find that one?
What?
I said half your chicks up on there look underage.
Well, they're not.
They look good, though.
I know. All the girls I know personally on there.
Well, either way, they still look underage. But, by the way, your admins are a bunch of bitches.
My admins are a bunch of bitches?
Yes.
Of course, because they're females. What you expect?
Okay,
there's only like three. There's only like three male juggalos and like three male admins in there.
Well, considering the fact, you know, Gil G tried posting up on there a while back, and he was told, you know, take the link, you know, to remove the post.
What post was it?
Juggalo Rider Radio.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see what happens if I post in there. Just to piss people off right now.
Well, if you asked, you know what I mean? I would post it. I ain't got a problem with that. I just don't like the fact that people just post random shit on my page. You know what I mean? If you ask, I'll post.
Yeah, well, I'm going to post it. Right now, if they got a problem with it, they gonna fuck off. Simple as that, because I've got, you know, I mean, come on, man, I've got plenty of fucking late pictures that I go to, you know, that I can post on, and people don't really give a fuck. So for some reason, your admin, you know, didn't have a problem with us posting on your page.
Well, because I told, like, when people first sign onto the page, you know what I mean, I tell them, like, listen, you know what I mean, yeah, I can post whatever you want, but just, you know what I mean, ask me, and I'll post it for you guys. I mean, they just don't post shit and then just, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like this. If you're going to sit there and try to post on my page, you know what I mean, at least have the decency to, you know what I mean, actually talk about my page. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they know. You know, I mean, like, you know, you come up on here and... And you talk
exactly.
about it, you know what I mean?
Exactly, you know what I mean? Help people out. I don't mind helping people out as long as I get the help back, you know what I mean? Basically, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
Yeah.
But people don't see it that way. Yeah, it's crazy because I actually had two pages that were Juggalo hate page, like my Facebook. It was Juggalo Sterilization Project and some other shit called Wimpy Ass Clown or some shit like that.
Wait, did you say Juggalo Stairwords?
film. It's called the Juggalo Sterilization Project.
Okay, so we're supposed to be getting sterilized or something like that?
I guess, I don't know.
Interesting. I mean, you know, like the people who I'm trying to the bullshit about Mountain Dew, this time drink Mountain Dew, and they'll be quote unquote sterilized.
Wait, what is
Mountain Dew?
Well, what about it?
Quote unquote, this is supposed to be a rumor where it's supposed to make you sterile, which is fucking bullshit, not true.
People who actually believe that shit?
There's a lot of people that fucking believe that shit. Even my fucking ex.
That's like drinking 50 cent soda to lower your sperm count.
Drink 50 cents soda? What the fuck?
Yeah, you remember those? You don't remember the 50 cent sodas? The CNC and cola.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
How you do not know what? They probably don't sell it out there.
Yeah, that could explain why I never heard about it.
Yeah, they sell it in New York and shit. Basically, ghetto places.
I'm wondering if
a bag of chips costs 25 cents. I don't know why they stopped selling 25-cent chips.
I mean, yeah, we had shit up here where, you know, they sell fucking 25-cent juices.
Yeah. It was basically like Faygo. But, you know what I mean?
Oh, Faygo's not 50 cents up here. It's like fucking 99 cents. Per bottle.
I know what I'm saying. It was basically like Faygo, though. But it's not 50 cents no more. It's like 75 cents a dollar. Which is fucking bullshit. Acting like those broke ass people got money like that. Obama's supposed to be helping us.
Wait, who's this helping us?
I said Obama's ass supposed to be helping us.
Man, Obama ain't helping with fucking shit. The fuck you talking about?
I know. That's why I said supposed to.
Oh, wait. Chris.
Yeah, what up?
I think
he's... Yeah, you know what's funny? Connecticut's got even a fucking hell of a lot worse than it was.
Okay.
Because of the fact that there's a town up here called Bristol where they charge you if you call 911.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm
nice
dead
town.
Too.
How would they know?
Last time I checked, you were supposed to be charged on 911. I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, like, come on. What if you're being robbed or being shot at? You call the cops. I'm sorry, you know, you must pay first before you come to you. Man, fuck that shit.
Exactly, I might as well just have my own gun.
Yeah, well, up in Connecticut, you can't.
Sucks for y'all.
All because of the fucking school shooting that went down and all this fucking bullshit that is going on with the fucking gun.
Yeah,
You know what? Here's the funny thing. They said you can't have guns. They didn't say anything about having a sword, which I do have.
Really? I don't know what to tell you there, man.
I've got a 27-inch blade sword, so it works out for me.
Yeah.
That was actually his heel turn, scene that he used like when he was a heel. But don't worry, I've got a track just for you there, big homie, that I'm uploading to the soundboard. You should be scared.
Whenever you laugh, be scared.
I'm probably gonna laugh at what he puts on.
And I found the 5-minute one, and checking if it's good.
Alright. Loading. Shouldn't take that long. We're always talking dishes when he's on the show.
What?
Why are you always, like, Same with water or the new dishes, but, you know, when they're called in. No more dishes for you. Fuck your dishes. Set them on fire.
I just fought it. Didn't you say you were
going to
play a song?
Yeah, man. Dude, I said I'm uploading it.
Oh, I thought you said it was done.
It'll be done in about a second here. So, big homie, since you officially have the brick now, here's your song. And we're back.
I actually like that song.
Holy shit, because it's in the hands he likes.
Wow, we're all shocked.
World's gonna end.
No, not yet.
Yes, it is. We have Spaz with us.
Hilda.
Oh, great.
And if you try to play, what the fuck is that song called? From Rick Astley. You're just wasting your time.
Wait, from who?
Rick Astley.
That whole troll song, which nobody's ever going to play on here.
Huh?
What's bad? What's going on?
Nada.
Who is this?
Who's that now? Silverton.
Who?
Boy, if you don't know him by now, you need to get the fuck off the radio.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's right. Awesome. That. Wait, and Chris, stop sending me these songs. They're like 10 minutes long.
That one's 5 minutes.
Oh,
10 minutes.
Jesus Christ, you two. I must have
picked the wrong one. Shit.
Yeah, it's 9 minutes and 59 seconds long.
Yeah, the one I found that's supposed to be a good one is 5 minutes, 10 seconds long.
All right, so which one of you boys want to come over and help me move tomorrow?
Are you going to pay me?
Yes, yes. Wait. Yes, she'll pay you, but she'll pay you in dildos.
I don't need those.
I need money. People at Jaeger.
Or a fucking dildo. Or, you know.
Well.
Or, you know, vibrators with fucking flashlights on them.
Don't make me get it out, okay?
Do you have a box full of fake pussies?
No.
And then I can't help you.
Darling, I don't think anybody can help you.
No.
Yeah, he goes from a payphone to the brick. Nobody can help him.
Well, the only person that can help me is my girl, but she's not here.
Yeah, she ran away.
Well, then it sucks to not suck.
No, wait, did you just say it sucks not to suck?
Uh-huh.
It sucks not to
weird.
Get suck.
Shut up, Stockerella.
Ooh, wait, who, me?
No,
yeah,
no, no,
you.
That's Chris.
Oh, Chris. Ooh, Chris.
I'm not even saying anything right now.
Ooh, he ain't gonna say nothing right now.
I have cramp.
Oh, she got
shrimp. How about we mute him if he keeps repeating what the fuck everybody else says?
Penalty box? What?
Don't get mad, Chris.
He is a parrot.
Well, then again, he's gone from a payphone to a brick, so who the hell cares? He has lucky phones.
Ooh. Yeah, the brick does suck, though.
It really does. How the fuck did he pay for the charger? That looks like it's about $3,000.
It is.
It's better than the phone y'all got now. Shit, you drop that shit'll break. You drop the brick, that shit ain't breaking for nothing.
That shit'll break your body if you drop it.
She'll probably give you a tumor, that's about it.
Okay, here is the right video link. I checked like 5 times to make sure it was the right one.
What, to your mom, Venus?
Wow, that was a horrible comeback. Like, horrible.
It was.
I give you
I
no
never said it was. I never
that
said
counts
it was
as a negative point for a comeback.
I never said it was going to be a good comeback.
You know, I think it sucks that Miley Cyrus looks like a fucking dyke now.
You know what really sucks? Ghetto G ain't up on this bitch yet.
Are you sure about that?
No.
He's always on. You just don't know it.
No, he's usually in the chat room first, and then he calls in.
Will you please shut the hell up?
Hi, ghetto.
No, man, y'all were boring the fuck out of me, though, man. What the hell?
That's
not
why
you're not on here.
How am I supposed to get off to this? It's so boring.
Well, you should get off to porn.
Wait. So is Ghetto trying to say that he's trying to get off the big homie?
Whoa, Ghetto.
Who the fuck could ever get off
wow,
of that, man?
That shit's gay.
What?
Ghetto. That shit's gay.
Do you swing that way now?
He's not my type.
All those photos of those chicks that you'd be posting up on Facebook are just a lie. It's a cover, isn't it?
Yep, you caught me.
He loves himself some Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah, talking about baby.
What the hell?
Me and Ghetto think twice.
He got himself some Bieber fever, man.
Yeah, I got some Bieber fever.
Ghetto likes the Bieber.
Yeah, gotta like them bitches that don't shave for ever.
That is just nasty.
Oh, you love it. And you
brought
know
it up.
No, I don't. That's just... Maybe if she had, like, a little trim, but that's about it.
Well, what would you do if you lived in, like, the 70s?
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. I always wanted to go back to the 70s. But after you just said that, it's just, like, I just don't want to go.
I'd love to see him live in, like, Europe.
Yeah, all natural.
No. They got all that wolf hair coming out of their armpits and shit.
That's okay, man. You are used to dating werewolves, after all.
I think you're mistaken for you.
Did you realize, like, the hottest models that they have are actually from Europe?
You know, like, the hottest models that they think they have aren't really that hot?
You know the hottest models that you think they have are fucking men?
The fuck are you looking at?
You realize that just made you sound totally fucking gay, right?
What the hell is that, man?
Well, yeah, I can think whatever y'all want. I really don't give a fuck.
So in other words, he's thinking about men.
Honey.
Pretty much.
I was just curious on what the hell he was looking at, man. Like, you know.
Oh, you know what he's doing? I bet he's kind of one he's watching Mad Mike.
What the hell was that?
she just lost herself in her own joke.
What, Channing Tatum in it?
Ain't that called, like, magic? What the hell did she call it?
I broke my
computer.
Called it like Mad Mike or something?
Yeah, that's what she called it.
No, I said magic.
No, you said Mad Mike.
Whatever.
That's why we were confused. So what the hell is a song that Chris is struggling to get?
It's like 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
None of those noises explained anything.
Well, I'm getting off here.
You know what? You can keep it off the phone, man. We don't need to know that.
Did you know Miley Cyrus likes to squeeze things together?
Really?
Who the fuck is in the microwave, man?
I think we know who.
Listen, yeah. My fat ass is hungry, all right? You can go and bite me for a whole
day. Who are you kidding, man? Who are you kidding? You ain't got a fat ass.
Oh, because you're talking about her ass, that made Big Homie leave. Nice. Good job, Spaz.
What?
Did you just say good
about
job,
your ass
fat
made
ass?
Big Homie leave.
Ooh, well, hey, me.
That just proves you gay.
Exactly.
He said he was leaving before she even said anything.
Whatever. Try and defend him if you want to.
Yeah, no. Spurs, you want to get a fat ass? But you do got some fucking fat big titties.
Really?
Yeah, that would be true, yes.
Well, I'm going to guess to take that as a compliment.
Well, coming from Havoc, yeah.
Oh, well. They're texting me.
Chris.
Nope.
It's not Chris.
Are you sure?
Big Homie, man. He's talking, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely Big Homie.
I don't text her unless she texts me first.
I call bullshit.
That's how I am now.
No, he's afraid because of my ex. My thing's the ex-husband.
Yeah, he might answer again.
And then Chris is going to be forced to say, I'm a music artist again.
I'm a rapper.
Of course.
Although I would like to point out yesterday, Busta B came out with a Chris line.
Oh,
what the fuck was that?
In that status, he said that he was about to be in college next month.
Yeah, well, actually, he has to get accepted, which I highly doubt he ever will.
Well, I'm saying he's already, going to go there, but I'm just saying he used a line that you would say, which was kind of frightening. It shows you where his mentality is at.
Ah, fuck.
Mentality is at Chris level. Great. Busta B needs to grow a little smarter.
Well, since I gave him a grammar lesson, and then he was like, oh, thanks for the grammar lesson. I misspelled grammar. Yes.
Wait. Ghetto, exactly how is Busta B going to be handled in college with all those foreigners and backpacks?
It's a good
question. Exactly.
Course.
How the fuck can he even go to college when there are a whole shitload of foreigners there who wear backpacks?
He's going
to
get through it with his quotes and whatever that motivate him.
Oh, he's
no,
so good.
He's
going to
do it online like a bitch.
And he's going to have females fight his battles.
Well, of course. Like a bitch.
I'm not talking shit, I'm just saying.
No, but Chris is.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet you Busta B will have his own little fan club going on at the college.
What's that going to be, afraid of foreigners?
Yeah. Boycott backpacks.
No, he's probably making a group
on
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Boycott foreigners with backpacks.
That should be a like page on Facebook. It probably is.
Must be making it right now, probably.
No, dude, I bet you somebody already made this or something.
They probably did.
I'll look it up.
Chris, yeah, I was just about to say Chris is going to go look it up.
Of course.
Well, there's no... Oh, maybe. No, there's no web results of afraid of foreigners.
How about afraid of foreigners with backpacks?
Come on, Facebook. You really going to make me type that out all again? I really hate that, man. You just can't start from where you left off.
I'd like to say that me and my friends went walking yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. me getting.
Why was the U.S. afraid of foreigners?
Anyways, when we were walking, the whole entire trail was like littered with like Indian people wearing sweater vests.
Can foreigners become president of the U.S.?
Yeah.
No.
Barack Obama.
Well, okay, that's the one exception.
Of course, you're a dumbass.
thank you for pointing out the obvious.
And this thing right here just doesn't work. It says that a foreigner cannot be president because you must be a U.S. citizen by birth. Well, tell that to Obama.
Exactly.
Who refuses to show his birth certificate, by the way.
Yeah, you tell him, Donald.
They should make them show their fucking birth certificate to get the fuck into office.
Wow, really, Chris? Really?
Yes, Ash. Yes.
Man, I can't believe I didn't think of that. Or Donald Trump. That was a great freaking argument right there.
People
so,
fear.
You're welcome.
Person so, afraid of foreigners. Who's afraid of the Virginia Wolf? What the fuck?
What the hell? Hey, I can't find it. There's no Facebook group. Foreigners with backpacks. Or banned foreigners with backpacks.
I'm afraid of Americans.
Yeah, join that group.
So, Spaz, what do you think about the fucking, Bristol or New Britain 1 or 2, the fact that, they charge you for calling 911?
And they wonder why so many people die, man.
And you know what's worse? My friend is actually a fucking first responder for dispatch. And he's like, this is fucking ridiculous. They're going to charge you like $25-$50 just to make a call to 911.
Yeah, that's just... Yeah, that's going to be all of Connecticut, but then Pennsylvania.
That's all right. Nobody calls the police over here anyway.
Yeah, they don't exist.
Although today, for some reason, there was a few of them out.
Yo, Havoc, did you hear about what happened in the Haven?
Wait, what happened?
I guess that's a no.
I guess on one of the streets, they blocked off a street, and they had SWAT and fucking police with guns aimed at a vehicle and shit, and like just swarming shit. Like nobody was on the road. I think it was a foreigner with a backpack.
No, how about over here, man? Some kid got ran over, man, trying to get to the bus stop.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ran over by a reindeer.
No, it wasn't a reindeer.
Was it a
what?
I said, was it a Chris?
No, it wasn't a Chris.
I'm pretty sure you can get run over by a car.
No, not you. He asked if the kid got ran over by you.
So apparently,
I think you're a really good driver.
Wait. So apparently now Chris ran himself over.
No, I tried to get myself run over, and I failed.
Oh my god, you're a moron.
Did you try?
No.
Well, maybe next time you should try a little harder.
Yeah. He's
man.
He's thinking about it now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, right.
He's in deep contemplation right there.
He's going to try it tomorrow.
After my math test tomorrow, I'll try it.
After
man,
my math test.
Man, himself over with his car. While in the vehicle.
What?
I said, next thing you know, the new headline is going to be, Man runs himself over with his car while in the vehicle.
There's no fucking way.
Wait, hold on. This just then. He's also a music artist. Come on, man. You can imagine that story.
While going through his personal belongings, we found a cell phone. And in this cell phone was tons and tons of females' addresses. We believe he was a stalker.
Wait, why would he keep addresses in his phone?
Tendencies, duh.
I don't know, man. I think he might have a special place for those.
A little black book?
Oh, actually more like his sister's basement.
No, that's where he keeps, like, you know, the mapped out areas of where everybody's at and what he did where. You know, kind of like what police do when they're trying to find people and shit.
Yeah, true.
Don't forget the thousands of photos that nobody knows that he's taking.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's what I mean.
All right, she works here at this time. Every day.
Hey,
I don't know, man. I wish I was that good of a stalker. But what?
You should refresh your soundboard.
My soundboard? I don't have a soundboard.
Well, you're still in the chat room.
Doesn't mean I'm on the soundboard.
So did y'all hear about the dude who was a rapist who molested a girl and then drowned her, like, in 2006? And he's been
in... Who's that, big homie?
And he's
that's why he hung up.
He ended up getting fucking this. They found out, I guess, in the prison, and I guess a bunch of the guys fucking made ink for tattoos, and on the guy's forehead, the victim, they put the victim's name, which was Katie, and they put like Katie's revenge on his forehead.
Ain't that some shit?
That's what you get for molesting a freaking 10-year-old.
10-year-old? What the fuck?
Yeah. That's how old she was. And I guess, like, one of her family members was incarcerated with him. Like a cousin or some shit, and he made sure, like, everybody knew, and that's when they did the fucking tattoo.
Now, my question is, can we do the same tattoo for Chris Penland?
Dude, I think we could do the same tattoo for anybody.
Even big homie?
Even big homie.
I think with Chris Penland, like, it wouldn't just be one tattoo, probably like 30,000 or some shit like that.
Well, I don't know. You look at Lil Wayne with his little teardrop by his eyeball, and everybody's doing it now.
Yeah, Lil Wayne with his little teardrop by his eyeball, we ain't never kill a thing.
Kind of reminds me of Crybaby.
No, man, do not compare Lil Wayne to the Crybaby movie, man.
Oh, no, I love Crybaby. I own it. Like, I'm Johnny Depp in that video, ho, ho, ho.
That's probably the only Johnny Depp movie I actually like.
You want to bone him in it, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly why I like the movie. I mean, how could you resist?
Wow.
Well, I mean, I want to bone him in that movie, so.
But that's you.
So. Give me the fucking blanket, you dumbass dog.
Yeah, that's going to work out perfectly.
The dog's fighting her for it.
Run away with the blanket, dog.
The dog's probably just laying there like, what? What the hell are you saying?
For a chihuahua. Hell of a lot of room.
What? Did you say a chihuahua?
Yeah, a chihuahua. Yeah, yip, 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 yip.
How do you know?
A chihuahua takes up a whole blanket. Awesome.
Yeah. You know what she does? Is she, like, while I'm gone, like, getting a drink or something, she'll stand up from where she is, she'll go into the center of the blanket, and she'll start, like, digging it all towards her, so it's in a pile. And then she lays right on top of the fucking pile.
Hmm.
And I have to sit there and, like, pull it off of her, and then she, like, grabs onto it and just holds it.
Nice. My dog's not that bad. All he does is just, like, lie down and put his head on my pillow.
Chris, stay away from your dog.
Yes. They've already caught one dude for having sex with a dog.
Hmm. And yet they haven't caught Chris Penland yet.
You know nothing's ever really going to happen with that, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, does that page even exist anymore?
What page?
I think they took it down.
The page of Juggalos against Chris Penland.
I think it's down.
Yeah, I think it's down.
How the fuck did it get down?
Because people were defending him on that page.
Defend him? I don't understand why anybody would want to do that.
He looked great.
People are fucking idiots.
Teenage Ninja Turtle.
What about him?
And I have the theme song in my head.
Oh, yeah, we can always make it work. Yeah.
You know it's going to be played now, right?
No.
Ha, 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 ha.
Exist anymore.
And Mr. I Am Sucker Dick is on the phone with us. What up there, Adam?
You're going to have to let that go sometime, man.
Everybody
oh,
be afraid.
Never going to go.
You're just encouraging the gay marriage a lot right now. I really don't
care
for it because I don't vote.
Hey, you are the one who called me sexy. Don't remember, don't forget that.
Man,
I think
having,
you misinterpreted me.
We don't have to relive this. We don't have to relive this.
Let's just talk about that because I don't think anybody wants to remember that he was trying to hit on all three of us that night. Because it's fucked up.
Thank God I'm the odd man out.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Oh, here we go again.
I should have kept my mouth shut.
Man, I guess the name tag isn't working in this situation.
You can call me Ninja Flippin' Love.
Oh, look at him trying to get all seductive with that shit.
Just spreading the much wickedly love. No, fuckos. Eat my Subway.
It's something about it.
Subway.
What? Taco.
you want a taco.
Okay. Go to Taco Bell and get some tacos.
Wait. So, wait. First he wanted Subway, now he wants a taco.
I want both right now.
Well, in that case, you know what? If you know, if you're gonna go get tacos, you know, might as well get me a Cool Ranch fucking Loco taco.
Oh hell no! I ain't coming out to you.
Oh man, I would love you if you got me a Cool Ranch Dorito taco, Taco Bell.
Y'all can go suck a fat one, because if I go and get tacos, they're for me. I don't share tacos. I'm a fat bitch. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
You're a fat bitch, though?
Well, that's nice. So Mr. Suck a Dick's a fat bitch.
I like that one a little bit better, almost.
Well, now it's combined.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait on my time. I'm gonna wait on my
Sorry, man. So, what does everybody want? What does everybody need?
Oh, ghetto.
How come I don't remember this? When the hell was Bobby Roode on fucking Sunday Night Heat?
He was there for like a while. I believe that was like a trial, though.
Obviously, he's just tough enough or some shit.
Obviously, if he's on Sunday Night Heat, it's probably a trial.
Well, you know, it was happening while you were giving that dude head.
What?
You said you weren't really paying attention.
All right, that's just taking it too far. Did she get that soundtrack? Not soundtrack, fucking theme song, Alice Knows.
Whoa. Why the fuck are you blowing up my phone? Stop it.
Who?
Who do you think?
Chris, you're on the phone, man.
She no, says, I'm not doing it.
I hear you blowing up my phone.
Because he's a white macadamia nut.
She's nuts, all right, but... Oh, you're going to play a pity party now? Oh, I ain't doing it. Sorry.
Who's that? The bitch that don't like our show?
Yeah, she don't like your show, but she ain't playing pity party about the show. Let me tell you. She done dug herself a deep asshole. Fucking more than 6 feet under, and she started burying herself in it.
And now habits pissing on it.
Of course.
Well, you know, I'm actually surprised he didn't start talking while he was trying to piss. It's unlike
he never
him.
Talks. He just tries to sneak and do it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't play a track either.
Oh, what the fuck is this? Curse of Chucky, are you serious?
What the fuck?
What?
Apparently there's another Chucky movie coming out.
Oh, dear fuck, Lord. What? Why?
Oh, is he wearing cool soft ball socks like me? I don't think so. In their maroon.
You ride the short bus, don't you?
Yeah, you must.
I do. Oh my God.
I mean, that's like something a retard would say.
It really is.
I've been checked many times, but the answer comes out negative.
Are you sure? You're going to the right place.
It's a false negative.
And I've been checked like since I was a kid.
When I was a little boy, they used to laugh at the minibus.
we're special as in many of us. Where did we get to go all day? We went to Happy Land. See me pressed up on the glass, smiling, waving my hand. Unlike y'all in a hurry, trying to get to go where you go. A little special yellow bus, rip this town extra slow. We don't get shot in our class, we happy all damn day. You see the little yellow bus coming, fuck out the way.
I'm in the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm in the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
All these bitches never see me, I waggle my penis. I'm riding in the little yellow bus, cause I'm a fucking genius. We got our own class, and y'all ain't got the pass. Might see us through the window if you cut across the grass, but that's all you will get. We are some high level shit. Get back to your class with the masses where you're easy to forget. I'm in the little yellow bus, riding on that bitch laughing. Oblivious to the wicked world outside and what's happening.
I'm on the little yellow bus, you wanna ride with me? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus.
We living out of road shit while y'all worry about violence. We riding on pads, sometimes haters try to diss us. But we so fucking happy, we can't help but let it miss us. We floating off the chain, we ain't gotta maintain. We in our little yellow bus, cause we ain't the same. We out here bending corners, and we ain't fucking with stress. And where we headed, that's for only us to know and you to guess.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wanna ride with me? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wanna ride with me? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
The little yellow bus,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
The little yellow bus,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
Come on.
Do not stand there with your group in a large cluster of clowns. Clowns can look rather intimidating if you see a lot of them in one place. Be sure to choose a partner. Two clowns together are really great.
And we're back.
Really? No shit.
Man, yo, does that Mankind DVD really come with Mr. Socko?
Yes,
are you serious?
Wow.
They fucking give you a sock. Are you kidding me?
Then if somebody's a dumbass and like watch it's like, where the fuck the other socks is there?
Yeah, dude, somebody might pick it up and try to put it on here. Like, why the fuck is there a face on my sock?
Where the hell's the other sock? Tatiana, I don't need to work and I can't find the second fucking sock.
Like, damn it, Chris, what were you doing last night? But that's hilarious, though, because somebody took a picture of the sock that they got with this. Does that come with every copy of this?
Let's find out.
That's really funny.
If it's some dumbass, if it comes with every copy, he's going to say, I want two of these socks. I'm going to buy two of these DVDs.
Yeah. Some dumbass probably did there.
It ain't me, so I'm good.
It's probably Havoc, man. He's on this Amazon a lot.
Exactly. Because didn't you get that $3,000 bonus that all disappeared within like a week?
That was on food, Chris.
Yeah.
Not this.
So, $3,000 for food in a week. Damn.
He's a fat kid, man. What you want?
Yeah. I fuck off, Chris. Fuck off.
No.
Listen, hillbilly, go away.
Yeah, go away, hillbilly.
But if I went away,
we don't allow hillbillies on Juggalo Rye Radio.
But yet, somehow Chris got up on here. Along with Adam.
Where the hell is he?
You mean Mrs. Suck-a-Dick.
Is he even here anymore?
He's here.
Hi.
Wait. Whoop,
motherfucker.
There you go.
There you go, Mrs. Suck-a-Dick. Just said whoop, motherfuckers.
You're silly. You're hiding.
Yeah, I'm eating bread.
You're eating bread?
What the fuck are you eating bread for?
Because I don't want to eat my Subway sandwich till I'm off the phone, because it would just be rude to all the Ethiopians.
You realize there are no Ethiopians up on the show.
Yeah, seriously.
Unless Baz is one.
No.
Okay, well then you're fine.
She probably is one. She just won't tell us.
Exactly.
She just won't tell us. Because on the phone you're an Ethiopian and no one knows.
Well, you know what? If I'm an Ethiopian, that makes me a foreigner, and I have a backpack.
Oh man!
Yes.
That's a scary situation.
It's mysterious.
Nice.
Well, that's the case.
Stay away from her.
Well, you know, if that's the case, then I think what we have to do is put you in a box and then send you off to fucking supposed to be.
He had to think about that. He couldn't remember his name.
Wow.
So are you saying that she turns into an Ethiopian when she gets on the phone?
Apparently.
What the hell?
Like Ethiopian woman. Like Superman changes.
Wait, hold on,
booth,
man. There's so many things wrong with her saying that she's an Ethiopian. For one, she has a microwave. Two, she has a dildo. Three, she lives in the house.
Three, she's white.
Yeah, my face is I'm white.
Are you saying there are no white Ethiopians?
Wow, that's racist, Havoc.
They're singled out. Usually they're singled out, cut up and cooked and, you know, eaten. All the white people. You know white's in a minority now?
Dude, how far behind are you?
Exactly. Welcome to the year 2013.
Hey, man, I went back every year in high school.
I dropped out
every year, but I went back 11th, 12th, 10th, 11th, 12th. 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. I went back.
He doesn't even know the grades for high school. Wow.
Wait, hold on. What is this even proving, though?
I have no clue.
Were you held back in your 13th year?
I was. No.
I'm going to post a picture of an Ethiopian on my Facebook now.
Go ahead. Title it on
under
there,
it,
man.
Under
like,
it.
This is an old picture of me.
This is what I looked like before I got my skin bleached.
This is what I looked like before I got that Michael Jackson shit.
Michael Jackson. Like it's a disease.
It is a disease.
Yeah. He rated M.
Well,
right,
he wanted us to think
mental.
It was a disease anyway.
Because that's just cool. Just a cool way of doing things.
What, being black and then wanting to be white?
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently he wants to be black and be white so he can say the N-word.
Come on, nobody wants to do that, man.
Wait,
no,
what?
Yeah, that one.
Ethiopia.
Guess what?
I think I was trying to tell us that, you know, that he wants a reverse treatment of Michael Jackson. He wants to go from being white to being black.
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Have
it. I'm ready to take this minority thing on, dude. White is a minority, and I'm fucking proud. Yeah, nigga.
That's just like a dick taking him out.
He said, he's proud to be white, and then he said, yeah, nigga.
Yes, Spaz.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk am I?
Fucked up.
Nope. I wish.
No, you are fucked up.
I wish.
But that's without the liquor.
Exactly.
I'd hate to see you with the liquor.
Well, if you bring me a girl, you may be able to see me with the liquor.
Or if we just play Resident Evil, I could see you with
the liquor. Alright, so my phone hates Ethiopians.
Well, no shit, that's why they don't have phones.
It won't let a picture of an Ethiopian.
He's all turning his head away and shit, like the phone's turning away from her. Well, you're just going to talk about Ethiopia. So I need talking to you, man. Get some juggalos on board.
It's just a blank white page, that's all it is.
Well.
Oh, it's Ethiopians, holy crap.
Uh-oh, Havoc. Are you ready, man? New Call of Duty coming out.
What?
Yeah, no.
I'm supposed to tell him. I saw the commercial. I'm like, this is something I will not mention on Dark Water Radio. Because when it comes out, we're going to be hearing that for the next 3 months.
You won't even
play WWE 14.
It just so happened to be on the screen right there. So I felt like
I know what you're going to be doing when it comes out.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Hell yeah.
Look, you can even get a special gun for it and a poster.
Is that the confirmation?
And even a free Ethiopian midget.
Is that the confirmation?
Count.
Is it a really cool...
You don't count. I didn't say you.
We were talking about you.
Why is everything out of view about you?
He's out in November, too.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Oh, no.
Abby, you gonna get that shit?
Oh, my God.
Picture.
What was that?
What? Did you say you jizzed on the picture? What?
Wow.
I'm going over Havoc's house.
Yeah, you know.
Havoc, watch out. Your butt buddy's coming for you.
I'm locking the door. Fucking putting up a brick wall, your ass ain't getting the fuck in here.
Put up a brick wall.
Then how will you get out to work?
He busted like the fucking Kool-Aid man. Oh yeah.
I guess that's how I'll do it.
I can see Happy doing that for real though.
I think we all could.
As long as it keeps fucking Adam out of my house, I'll do it.
Damn.
Yeah, if you're the Kool-Aid man, you bust a hole in your wall, then you got to rebuild that shit.
You got to be rebuilding every day.
He's going to have, like, a room of bricks.
No, he'd probably be the one who tries to go break through the wall and then just knocks himself out while doing it.
Oh, so like a douchebag up the Jersey Shore.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
but... fuck.
Oh, man. What else? Yeah, dude. If I was the Kool-Aid man...
Oh, no.
How the hell is this conversation going to end? Mr. Suck a Dick wants to be the Kool-Aid man now.
Go ahead, man. If you were the Kool-Aid man...
Oh man, there would be a whole lot of women in trouble. I'd be the Kool-Aid man. I'd be kicking in every girl's house, man. Hey, drink me.
Yeah, and then they'll be paying $1.99 to call the police on you.
Oh no, Kool-Aid man. Oh no.
So just send their trusty sidekick, Big Omi.
Oh no. Kool-Aid man and Big Homie.
Oh no.
I think we're going to bring out shotgun then.
That's a big oh no.
Who can help Big Homie?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a brick wall, but I'm going to have foreigners with backpacks standing around that brick wall.
Well, that's great if you're trying to keep Buster B.O., but I don't.
Well, if you're going to do that, you need to at least have Busta B coming there later and see all the foreigners with backpacks and then see him run like a bitch.
Busta B would be more than welcome at my place.
Is that right? I'll let him know.
Wait, who? What, me?
I'm sure he'll come meet up with you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, not you, Adam. Who said Busta B?
No, nobody wants to come hang out with you, Adam.
I'll be a really angry Kool-Aid man by the end of this conversation.
What?
Well, don't let your ice cubes melt.
It's hot in my room.
So take off all your clothes.
I've already done that.
That's nothing new.
Yeah, this is true.
Wait. Well, what?
Adam, don't get about this now.
You know, it's something that you do when you don't want to wear clothes anymore.
Pretty much.
I have a tendency of taking my clothes off.
Every day.
Oh,
usually at bedtime, you know, when I want to lay in my bed.
I can't take her clothes off. My dad's in here.
She can only take her clothes off when she wants to lay in her bed.
When I take a shower, I'm fully clothed.
Exactly.
Of course. No wonder they call her Spaz.
Wow, Chris. Wow.
I'm giving you my number.
I'm giving you my number. Is that right? And why might that be?
I have a feeling he'll end up like a little, just like Little Snow did.
What's that?
I have a feeling he's gonna end up like Chris.
Wait, hold on. What's that? What's that mean?
Don't tell me he's R.I.P.
What?
What the hell is Little Snow?
That guy ain't like cut up into pieces right now, is he?
No.
Shallow grave or something.
Snow used to blow up my phone. Oh, my God. Worse than Chris.
Wow. Oh, I did not expect that.
He'd always, I think his favorite thing to ask me was, hey, baby, what you doing? What you wearing? Exactly. In one word.
No.
That's awesome.
Time he's expecting me to be like, I'm naked playing with myself.
Well, that's what you tell us.
Don't make me get my vibrator.
What? I'm surprised you don't already have it.
Don't kick in your wall.
It what?
Will you stay away from walls?
Yeah, you're probably kicking the wall and then it ends up buying top of you.
On second thought, where is the closest wall?
Yeah, let's see Mr. Suck a Dick try and kick in a wall.
Made of metal and gold.
What?
It's out of
it. Okay, Chris said, let's see Mr. Suck a Dick kick in a wall.
Kick a wall.
There it is. She got her lightsaber.
The force is strong.
The force is strong with this one.
It's because it probably got new batteries.
Got a new battery. I gotta keep that shit charged.
Damn it.
I think I'm giving him a hard on.
Who?
No, but...
Well, besides me, who? No.
I'm kind of anticipating it.
I give you all the time. Oh. Balls. What up? There's a dog.
The hell are you doing?
What the what the hell are you doing to the dog?
I almost like this conversation.
Covers again.
No.
Okay, I still like this conversation.
You didn't just say that.
Okay, so my phone will let me post the Ethiopian picture right now.
Motherfucker, do I gotta find a picture of an Ethiopian kid?
I have one.
I think you do. And you gotta post it on her wall.
Oh dear Lord, don't post it on my wall.
Post it on a wall.
No. I don't want the Avenge of, like, Saurus here.
What the hell is that?
You probably understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, here's a great picture.
Oh, dear Lord.
You know,
be grateful you don't got a cell phone. I would, like, just bombard your phone with fucking random pictures. Of
Why are you going to send me nude photos?
Yeah, you know.
Because that would be awesome.
If you had a cell phone.
Okay, nobody say their numbers at the same time. We know random people get our numbers.
I don't mean I'll get anybody's number.
Damn it.
1-800.
I don't give my number out to strangers.
Oh shit, man. Look, Lil Snow, Chris.
Listen here, y'all got my number from the soundboard. Don't give me that shit.
I don't think that's how I got it. I really don't.
No, you got it from Facebook.
Maybe that's how it is.
You know, because, you got it from Facebook.
Stupid Facebook.
Quiet. Damn.
Well, you know what? I found something that Spaz might want. It's a Ethiopian can opener.
What? I want to stalk somebody's Facebook. Who can I stalk?
I just sent you a picture.
Fuck you!
Do you see it?
Stalk.
Oh, I don't see it yet.
Get OG is going to send Spaz a Ethiopian can opener.
I have to pee.
I don't even know what the hell that is, man.
It's a frozen log of fucking human shit used as a simulator penis.
I don't even know what the hell he just said, man. Whoa.
I said it's a frozen log of human shit used to simulate a penis.
Oh, that's nice.
The fuck?
Oh, and now I've got Ghetto G's little photo.
Ew.
And apparently, according to Adam, we went a little too far now.
What's that?
Never. Never for family, motherfuckers.
I have to pee. Don't pee for me.
I think Abby's done that already 5 times.
Abby, go pee for me.
Wait. Look, I found a sentence for it, too. It says, I didn't have a dodo, so I made an Ethiopian can opener instead.
Hell yeah, that's definitely her.
Yeah, I could definitely see Spaz using further than shit as a fucking dodo.
I think you figure out.
Dildo.
It would be the only dodo that she's never had in her life.
Well.
Oh, seriously?
Well, I mean, I did try finding a fucking picture of Ethiopians holding a dildo, but, instead that came up.
You're a really Ethiopian girl without a name, Ethiopia woman. I would love to watch an Ethiopian vibrated dildo. Ethiopian woman itself.
Wait. Did he just say he would love to see a woman vibrate a dodo?
I think I lost myself, man.
What
I'm saying is, what I was saying is if she is Ethiopian, then I would love to watch an Ethiopian vibrated dildo.
Clearly, Adam does not know how a dodo works.
Sweetheart, you should really think your thought process through there, buddy. Before you work.
Oh, man. Yeah, because she don't vibrate the dodo. The dodo vibrates her.
Me.
Have you ever had Ethiopian food? Neither of them.
Yeah, it's probably. No, I haven't.
Why do I get pictures of fucking Angelina Jolie when I type in this?
I think she adopted an Ethiopian baby.
I know. I posted it to Spaz as well.
I'm trying to keep it positive.
Wait. How about the fact that, I type in Ethiopian with dodo, it gives me fucking Snoop Dogg the bong.
Snoop Dogg. Dogg.
It's Friday, niggas.
Oh, man, here he goes with that again.
I would like to actually say that it's Thursday, not Friday.
Yeah, I know. I gotta go to work in a few hours.
Man, there you go, man. Ethiopian kid with dodo and Kid Rock comes up.
Awesome.
What the fuck is this, man? Like, this kid ain't got an arm or something, so they give him a dodo strapped to his arm? What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Interesting.
That's really weird. That was Spaz.
Oh, really? You're going to really, you hear weird noises and you're going to ask, what the hell was that? Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
You should know it's me by now. Jeez.
Well, Adam's on the phone, Chris is on the phone, Havoc's on the phone.
Ghetto's on the phone.
What are you trying to say?
Well, as long as we're all knowing who's on the phone right now. Glad to know.
Sure,
glad to know.
heard. I still haven't caught your name, Ethiopia woman.
Oh, she just said her name. I just said her name.
Shit, we all said her name. I didn't even catch it once.
But every time you guys do it, you guys got me cracking up, so I can't hear nothing but myself fucking laughing, dude.
Stop laughing.
Well, maybe
yeah,
you should.
Adam Slow.
Dude, I got urine.
Did you say you got urine?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
That's what we all heard, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hang around with a bunch of losers.
You don't hang out with us ever.
Oh, exactly. What? I talk to you motherfuckers. There's a difference.
Yeah. What is he laughing about?
I'm a nerdy to the T, but I ain't a loser. Boop, boop, boop. Whoop, whoop, motherfuckers.
What?
I think there's only two whoop whoops, not a whoop whoop whoop.
Can you whoop 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 whoop?
Yeah, what, are you getting Zach Ryder now?
Yo, you got show, yo, Ghetto Havoc, Chris, you guys got that on the soundboard, yo?
No, we don't have anything entitled Ghetto Havoc, Chris, yo.
Exactly.
Well, we do have a remix up on the soundboard of Chris, if you'd like to hear it.
No.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't even make this
yeah.
track.
It's 2-on-3. Wait, that's 3-on-2? Or 3-on-1?
I trump everybody, so it's all good. Play it, Havoc.
Is that really what it's under?
Exactly. That should be a remix to it.
Man, hot girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls.
This
y'all
is the slowed down fast speed.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area, falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry ya, I just wanna.
Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be.
Gangsta here with the hot girls, y'all know who I be.
Better
set up. I got heat packing the seat. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, eat.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be.
Whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go.
Where they wanna go, Chris?
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. While I'm they on my dick, cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we're back.
so G'd up. I got so much respect for you now, Chris. Like,
I didn't even do anything to that track. I have no clue who the fuck adjusted it.
Who the fuck did that? Assholes.
Yeah, no, there's some asshole on Juggalo Rider Radio. Because this show's just full of assholes.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by assholes.
That was like an old school Nadas remix almost. Like, bring it back, please. Well, bring
the
it
only
back,
reason
like,
I actually hate that song, I mean, I know, like, whatever, that was one of my first songs ever. The only reason I hate it.
With the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl.
Because tonight you are going to play the music.
Okay, go that way. One thing I try to say, the only reason I hate that song is because that last verse was just horrible.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know.
Because tonight you are going to play the music.
Apparently, Chris is now officially a John Cena fan.
No, that's actually Fandango.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, however, Chris, that's John Cena saying, take him home.
And then they're doing the Fandango music, and it's a remix to the Fandango thing, which you never even heard completely.
Well, Fandango could go fuck himself. Really? Really
can.
Have it?
Well, you asked, and I said.
Yeah, you did not answer the question fully.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's only one Adam up on Gil G's page.
Fucker, yeah. Motherfucker.
What?
You only have one Adam, dude? I got like 10 Adams on my fucking page.
I don't know.
So he has 10 fake pages that he's friends with.
Havoc's always looking on my damn page for people. I don't fucking know. Apparently, I got 1, 2, 3.
Actually, now, because apparently Spaz wants to add Adam.
Do so.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
go for it.
You have like 7 Adams. I don't know which one it is.
Adam is the handsome man with the beautiful little girl.
This guy has a shitload of them up on Gil's page there, too.
That's
fucked up.
It's the truth.
Adam Fasano. That's my name.
I'm guessing you live in Lewiston, Maine.
I do.
Oh, stalker tendency.
And that's also my answer to will you marry me? I do.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Wow.
I thought I would call your name, but I'm labeling.
He's right there. Oh, damn.
Oh, look. There goes Legally Insane taking pictures in the studio making shitty music.
Yep.
This is where you find Juggalo Love, right on Juggalo Rider Radio.
For a minute there, I thought he was about to say, actually find trouble of love in shitty studios.
What?
What? In the butt.
Well, Spaz, you know, just for that, now you have to find Adam all on your own.
I already found them.
Are you sure you found them?
Yeah.
Hey, my phone's off after tonight. Just so you guys know, it sucks. I will not be able to call in for the next week or two, at least.
You broke, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm so fucking mad. I've been meaning on calling all week. I couldn't call because I fucking get caught up watching 48 Hours and texting all my fucking emails and fucking Facebook. Fuck Facebook.
What do you have, a free pick?
Yo, what?
Hey, Ghetto, I found Chris / Spider here. You'll see. Here, I'll send it to Spaz, too.
What the fuck was that? Yo, what the fuck? No. Something just fucking blew up outside my fucking window.
Maybe it was Adam.
Yeah, he's probably deleting him off your Facebook now.
Yo, what the fuck's that?
Man, I'm about to steal this picture and make it a Juggalo Router radio picture.
And I just saw a post on Facebook by that Busted B person saying, if nobody hates you, you're doing something boring.
What?
Did he just say that Busted B person?
Yeah.
Well, then I must be doing something right,
you,
then.
You're doing something boring.
Wait, what did Busted B do?
He posted, if nobody hates you, you are doing something boring. I said it slow, so maybe Spad can understand it.
I must be doing something real good, though.
Know where you live. Don't make me come down there and shove a fucking gun up your ass.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Ghetto, I found something that you would like.
I'm sure you didn't.
Ready? Listen. It goes, last night, I dreamed that I killed all the swagger, all the sagger, all the swagger, and all the their duck-faced girlfriends. It was
hell
called
yeah.
The chaos.
Hell yeah.
Big Homie's my aluminum foil girlfriend, I think.
Whoa, wait. You just called Big Homie his girlfriend.
Aluminum foil.
Damn, that shit is gay.
Damn. All right, you know what?
We can disconnect that conversation.
Back that friend request.
Disconnect a track.
So you can now play a track.
So basically, Mrs. Suck a Dick has a girlfriend named Big Homie. Wow.
Way to go.
Fuck it.
I wonder if Big Homie knows about this relationship.
I bet you if he does, he doesn't like it.
I like how Havoc spends his time looking for pictures like that on Facebook.
What the hell is this picture you people keep talking about?
The one I sent you.
Oh, you sent it on this profile.
Yeah, well, you know, unlike you, we don't have 7 different profiles.
Of course.
So.
And for some ungodly reason, I have one of them.
That's what Havoc does, man. He kills the toilet.
Of course. He said he has a picture of himself.
No. That's Big Homie, a.k.a. Adam's boyfriend.
That's not Big Homie.
Yeah, he doesn't have a brick with him.
No, don't ever say that on live radio, yo.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Well, you just did yourself, so...
Sweetheart, you already dug your grave. You're going to have to lay in it.
No. It was the tall can's fault.
Because whatever you say, if you think that it's fucked up, it's going to stick.
I would like to state that I make fun of people very badly. And now that you just declared Big Homie as your boyfriend?
Girlfriend.
Have fun.
Oh, you're so screwed.
Just have fun.
No way.
I may be nice sometimes, but no.
Well, could you let us in on a secret on how you got him to like something?
Wait, what?
I actually said that. I didn't mean to say that.
I mean, they are, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, and, you know, obviously they got to like each other, right?
Of course.
So I asked him if he could show us how he got him to like something.
I think he has way too many gay details that we do not want to hear.
Have it, ghetto. Chris, which one of you guys make those pictures for Juggalo Rider Radio?
Chris does. He's a pro at that.
Of course. Can't make a flyer for an interview. Like to make all the other things.
Nah, man. I usually make most of my ghetto ass pictures.
Yo, ghetto, if you really want, check my... If you really want to make something dope, man, and make something really cool, take one of those face paint pictures of me with the Violent J paint, with the yellow and the green and the black. And
whoa,
the white.
Whoa. Adam, we're trying to get with her. I'm not scare them off.
And if you don't say, and I'm saying, like, if it doesn't say something like Big Homie, my girlfriend on it, I'm Juggalo Rider Radio. You know what I mean?
You've got to do it now.
Snatch one of those dope ass fucking pictures off of there and say something dope on it.
Yeah, I tag both of them in it.
They're
dope. Even more.
So, the
other day, you guys
pictures
had. They're on my Facebook, on my profile. I'm dressed like I got green, yellow, instead of
you
realize
red, you got black. Like, you got six albums. There we go.
Yeah, you'll see. It's like webcam photo.
That's green.
Oh, dear.
That's green. It looks blue.
It's green and yellow. It's like autumn colors. Fall. Autumn.
So what do you want to just say? Big Homie is my woman.
No. I don't care what you put on there as long as it's not that. I mean, you can say almost anything but I'm a suck a dick and fucking big homie my girlfriend thing.
Like this picture right here.
That's what
they
really want on it.
That would make me a liar.
Just tune into Juggalo Rider Radio where him and Big Homie talk about their relationship for the whole show.
Yeah, no one would come to your show.
This picture would be great for
well, we could put Big Homie on it.
You put anything on there. Anything on there but that.
That's exactly what's going on. Besides that.
I feel like
I would probably lose all my friends that I don't already have if you said something like, I'm suck a dick, come see Juggalo Rider Radio. That would be really bad.
Why the hell would I put that
in? It would be a period in
Mr. there. Mr. Suck a Dick says, tune in to Juggalo Rider Radio.
Okay, fine, Adam. We'll put, this is Adam, and his lover, Big Homie.
No.
Do it.
This is almost as bad as Nasty Bitches Give Me Gas.
Man, yo, what's up with all these crazy-ass hand things you're doing in these pictures, man?
I was trying to do, I don't know, there's a video on there too, but there's no sound to it. It's me, like, I'm talking into the video with my clown paint on.
I'm talking into the video.
Yeah.
I
hope you are.
Sound to it, so it just, you see my lips moving, but you don't hear nothing. It's like, you gotta scroll all the way the fuck down. It's on my profile somewhere, dude. You gotta scroll all the way down.
Well, it really is saying nothing.
It's in, like, 2012.
Smoking a cigarette.
I was trying to be a mime, but a horrible one.
Looking very colorful. Not
blue.
Well, this video sucks.
I don't think I got one like on that.
Because you're not saying anything.
I was talking, like, there was some big philosophical thing I was talking about.
Oh, great. That's why I didn't pick up.
Yeah, I mean, if I read my lips long enough, I could probably remember it.
If you read your lips long enough?
So he likes to read his lips in his free time.
Interesting.
Oh, my God. No wonder why he's in love with Big Homie.
Because he's a brick.
Hey, don't hit on my Avril Lavigne.
Shit.
I got a lot to live up to, man. I got like, I don't know, 20 Avril Lavigne's on there. No, fuck no. Straighter than a fucking light bulb. So.
You do know a light bulb isn't straight, right?
Light post. Light post.
You totally said light bulb.
No way. My post.
That's pretty funny.
That's almost as bad as saying straight out of a circle.
I'm going to pray tonight.
Who the fuck is that?
I'm going to say I'm going to love pussy. I love pussy. I love pussy. I love pussy.
Man, you got to keep
really?
Saying that
you
because
like
he said he loved big
I like cats, too.
Wait. So, Adam, are you trying to say that you love Big Homie's pussy?
Kind of fucked in all directions at this point. Yeah, no, I didn't. No, I was.
Wait. He just said yeah.
No.
Oh. Wow.
Now I don't want to go offend a friend here, or offend a homie, offend a friend.
Man, Big Homie ain't no friend.
He's not a friend to anybody.
I like other pussy. I like real pussy.
So you like kitty cats too? I can purr like a cat. Did you know that?
Okay, what do you want your picture to say?
He loves Big Homie.
Well, if you use it in the context that I love Juggalo Rider Radio and Juggalo Rider Radio is my big homie, then you could say I love my big homies. Juggalo Rider Radio.
Apparently, I'm watching Disney Junior.
There's got to be something better, though. By the way, I would love to hear you purr like a cat, Spaz. It would so turn the moment on right now, like on a better note.
What? You don't want Big Homie purring for you?
Yeah, so just let Big Homie do that for you.
I would rather Spaz, the Ethiopian woman. I shouldn't say the. That doesn't make any sense. Ethiopia woman. You're Ethiopia woman.
And yet he doesn't even know what I look like.
I'll be your Superman.
This is why you should delete him off your Facebook so he doesn't know what you look like. Make him wonder.
Please don't. You love me. I blow up your phone all day.
You're not my friend. You get no purse.
Damn.
That's fucking scary.
Damn it, hell.
There you go. Here's Adam's picture. I don't know.
Please share it on my Facebook, too.
No, I don't want to fight with your fucking Facebook.
Okay, I'll come in.
He doesn't want to fight with your Facebook friends, all three of them.
I fight with somebody new every day, man. Come on now. I don't want to fight with your page.
I can't wait to see this.
Tension.
Hold on.
Oh, no, we have 5 minutes.
You could say, whoop, whoop, motherfucker. You just say, whoop, whoop, motherfucker.
Now, why would I want to say that? You think we're juggalos or something?
That's definitely something you could say. You could.
Yo, that's fucking perfect, ghetto.
I'm going to post it.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, I sent it to Havoc and Chris, though.
Send it to me.
All right, hold on. Let's see what Chris says first.
This is extortion.
Hey, you gave me permission.
Yeah, you did. So, it's not like he's, you know, showing Big Homie's penis off.
What the fuck? Why would I want to do that?
We know how jealous you'd get for that one.
That's just weird. Don't ever say that again.
And yet, Ghetto, you love me.
But of course, only in the wee hours of the night when I'm drunk.
You ain't drunk.
or should I say claiming to be drunk.
Well, I just pounded my beer, dude. I wonder if my dad will care. I'm going to drink another beer.
You can make it just like you can make that as your cover on your Facebook.
That's awesome.
Don't worry, man. It doesn't say anything that bad.
Yes. You can still put edits on it to make it work.
Yo,
apparently Spad loves it.
Don't promote it. Come on, don't promote it now. What does it say?
No, it doesn't say Joe Ryder Radio on it, though. Why would I promote it?
Yeah, he said Joe Ryder Radio on it.
Perfect. It'd be a perfect cover page, you know?
Well, I mean, maybe if it said something else on it.
No, just like that. That'd be nice.
Well, there you go. Next time you promote for the show, you can use that.
You could say
he can see it because he ain't on Facebook, so it's all good.
You could say, I've got so many names, but Juggalo Rider Radio is number one. That's too much.
That doesn't make any sense.
It didn't at all.
Peanut butter jelly time.
By the time he gives us another one, we're going to pick up.
There you go.
Peanut butter jelly. Fucking down, motherfucker.